Well, now Hollywood is showcasing some of its greatest works with a new movie museum.
I'm very moved to be able to say to you, finally, at last, boy howdy hey, welcome to the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures.
That was actor Tom Hanks a few weeks ago, welcoming members of the media to the new Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles. It's now open to the public, and if you have a chance to visit, you'll notice everything, from the sled from Citizen Kane to tributes to some of the greats like Stanley Kubrick and Spike Lee. One of the key forces behind this massive effort is Jacqueline Stewart, one of the nation's leading film scholars and a 2021 MacArthur Genius Grant winner. We spoke with her about the massive undertaking of choosing just what to showcase in this museum, and here's our conversation. There are lots of fun things on display and so much to explore at this museum. And you and others on the team have made a point to put the emphasis on diversity, the full tapestry of what Hollywood cinema encompasses. Why was it important in this moment to take that approach?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. We try to really use the notion of inclusiveness as a core concept for this museum. And that would have been important at any moment, but I think particularly right now, this is something that the public demands, and we feel rightly so. It would have been completely out of step with the ways that we need to think about creating greater equity across all cultural institutions and every type of industry. If we had opened this museum and had done a kind of approach to our exhibitions that followed the kinds of conventional ways that film history has been narrated, we knew right away that that was not the way to accurately reflect that history, nor would that be the way to really make all audiences feel as though we were speaking to them.
How did you and the curators reconcile the way to display some of the important but kind of tricky moments in Hollywood history? Like classics like Gone with the Wind, for instance, that may also in current eyes be looked at differently as like flat out racist or insensitive.
Gone with the Wind is one of the stories that we feature in Stories of Cinema by way of acknowledging Hattie McDaniel's Oscar win.
Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, fellow members of the motion picture industry and honored guests. This is one of the happiest moments of my life. And I want to thank each one of you who had a part in selecting me for one of the awards. For your kindness, it has made me feel very, very humble. And I shall always hold it as a beacon for anything that I may be able to do in the future. I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel. And may I say thank you and God bless you.
And that to me is one of the really interesting and important moments, sort of stops in our museum. We have a gallery devoted to Academy Awards history. We have within that what we call our Oscars room. 20 historic Oscar wins are recognized in that room. Most of them are statuettes, but there's one statue that's missing, one award that's missing, and that's Hattie McDaniel's award. It went missing in the 70s, we believe. And still, it seemed very important to recognize in some way that she was the first African-American to be nominated for an Academy Award, the first African-American to win an Academy Award. The museum works really closely with an inclusion advisory committee. This is a group of film artists of all racial backgrounds who advise us on ways that we can account for the deeper nuances of film history than have been acknowledged before. And it actually sort of came through conversations with the Inclusion Advisory Committee that really a powerful approach to Hattie McDaniel's story would be to leave that space blank in her honor, to recognize the win, but also in a kind of, you know, violation of customary museum practice, to acknowledge the lack of the material object. I think that this stands as a really important way that we're recognizing not just her struggles in the industry, which were substantial, but all of the Black and Brown artists who had been excluded, treated in stereotypical ways across film history.
The museum has created what you also describe as something never seen before, in part because you and other staff worked really intimately with the makers of the art that's on display. What did that intimacy look like? Can you give us an example?
We work with a number of artists to create site-specific exhibitions. There's a director's inspiration gallery that in its opening iteration is a collaboration with Spike Lee and features extraordinary objects from his collections. He is a major collector of film posters and other objects, artists that he admires and draws inspiration from. So the curatorial team and working with him just learned a tremendous amount about what's important to him. He has a huge collection. And in many ways, as the conversations with him evolved, the gallery space began to look more and more like his personal space, which is just chock full with these custom framed posters. You know, people may not recognize that Akira Kurosawa is a huge influence on Spike Lee. Kurosawa's film Rashomon was a major influence on his first feature, She's Gotta Have It, telling a story from multiple perspectives. Spartacus is a really important film for Spike Lee. And the ending of that film, when several characters stand up to say, I am Spartacus, he echoes that at the end of his film, Malcolm X.
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Malcolm X.
I'm Malcolm X.
I'm Malcolm X.
I am Malcolm X.
And so working with him was really a deep collaboration, a way of building trust with him and recognizing that he is not only a filmmaker, but someone who is in deep dialogue with film history quite broadly. So that was just an extraordinary, from what the curators have told me, it's an extraordinary experience. We feel really grateful that the artists worked so closely with us to help people to get a sense of their creative practice. It's a kind of an inside look into their minds that I think is incredibly rare.
Well, Jacqueline, congrats again on becoming a MacArthur Fellow. The MacArthur Foundation says you were among the recipients for ensuring the contributions of overlooked Black filmmakers and communities of spectators, that making certain that they have a place in the public imagination. In a way, this museum offers you the opportunity to be a part of showing that more fuller history of Hollywood. What do you want people to gain from experiencing it? And, you know, this is also a big question I'm about to ask, but how might this museum maybe impact the industry, which has major influence in the ways that we see ourselves?
No, that's such an important question, and we're thinking about that all the time. After all, this is the Academy Museum. So the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is the parent organization that has worked really hard actually to create this museum. And it's creating an entity that reflects on the history of that organization in ways that are not always, you know, celebratory. The Academy recognizes through some really visible moments of protest, but also the voices of many of its own members, that this is a moment to engage in these conversations really of reckoning. So in addition to, you know, local Los Angeles museum goers and visitors that are already coming from all around the country and all around the world. And, you know, I'm just very interested in young people coming to the museum and learning these histories and feeling empowered by the many different types of stories of storytellers there. But the industry itself is also a very important audience for us. And I hope that when we trace the histories of, you know, racist applications of hair and makeup, or we point to the sexism in animation over the years, that the people who are making those kinds of films now will learn something about the hurt and harm of those practices, and that they will, you know, be agents for change now.
Jacqueline Stewart is the Chief Artistic and Programming Officer for the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures and a professor at the University of Chicago, as well as the first Black host of Turner Classic Movies and a 2021 MacArthur Genius Grant winner. Jacqueline Stewart, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thanks for having me. It was lovely.